What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here. Happy Sunday to all of you. Thank you for joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results is in the building. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
I am always amazed that you look so fresh and sunny and bright because I know that you are so busy out there in this real estate market.
It's called a shower.
You have a magical shower.
Thank you.
You look beautiful, and you out. Your good friend Shelly Ferris is with us as well. Shelly from Results Mortgage. Yes. You look wonderful as well.
Thank you. I'm back at you.
Now, how do you guys manage to get so much work done when I know that you barely have time to sleep?
Well, we don't sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, that brings up another point. If you're listening to this show and you've always, I get calls and I get messages from other realtors asking questions from time to time, and very flattered by that. If you are not working currently on a team, or even if you are, we would love to talk with you.
Oh, wonderful.
Because we are adding realtors right now.
Because I have some, I do run into people as well, you know, or people that I used to work with, or, you know, some of my friends that are comedians that are like, I'm a realtor now. I'm like, you are? I work with a realtor and she sounds like that's a really hard job. I didn't.
But you need a good sense of humor.
Right. Yeah.
But the interesting thing about being a realtor is, I don't know, somewhere around year five, you actually feel like you know what you're talking about.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, you hate to say fake it till you make it when you're brand new, but that's what you're doing, right? Because
yes.
How can you sell that? I'm a realtor now. I've never sold anything, but let me sell your house.
Yes.
You
and
know?
It does sound like there are so many things we talk about every week that just you need to navigate. And plus the landscape is changing a lot where you're like, well, today we can do this, or here's what the market's like now. And just having the right team and the right support to make sure that you can go through all of these things. And if nothing else, just don't mess up the paperwork.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The paperwork is bad. And
yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story. It's funny now. But the first, it was probably one of the first appointments I ever took when I first got my license. And of course, I'm that person that keeps all the paperwork from class and the book and everything in the trunk, right?
Oh, okay. So you had it.
I got the reference manual right there. And so I show this couple a house and they're like, yeah, we want it. Let's do it. And I'm like,
oh no.
Right now? What do you mean you want to buy this house? Let me get my book out and my cheat sheet.
I didn't think you'd do it that quickly.
Then I start breaking out into a cold sweat and we're out up in Forest Lake or someplace. And I'm like, yeah, maybe we should go back to the office and let me recompose myself here.
Let's find civilization back.
Right? Well, I mean, can you remember your first mortgage?
Yes, but we get to fake it because we're just filling out loan application, right? So I'm asking questions, then they politely leave my office while I work on their loan. And
right.
Then, yeah, now I'm by myself. I'm all good. Not like you. You got to do it all in front of them.
Well, so. Yeah, I'm like right
your
there.
Hands shaking while you're trying to fill things up.
It's really, I have an illness.
So that's awesome that you're saying that you are looking for people that, because that doesn't happen very often, where it's hard to find a team that actually trains you. It's kind of like everything's through trial through fire.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, and it's unfortunate. Some of the teams that recruit, as Shelly was saying before the last show, they don't do any training.
Right.
And so they take a big part of your commission and they have a big reputation, but you're getting a massive amount cut off of what you're bringing home.
Like, and not necessarily learning to make yourself better in the long run.
You know, you have to be a fly on the wall to know whether you're learning or not. I don't
know.
Mm-hmm. But we do training.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that you're being set up for success because there is a lot to know.
Right.
There is so much to know. And as Shelly's mentioned, it's ever changing. And the forms change, you know, and so you have to make sure that you know what you're putting in what blank, because that's a big deal.
Right.
I mean, it's a legal document that
can make a big difference to their bottom line when they get to the closing table, depending on what you put in those blanks.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you better know what you're putting in there because it affects your client.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the thing. People, I mean, even me, when I first moved up here, this was not my profession. I did another business. And I thought real estate just looked like a cakewalk. I'm like,
yes,
holy cow. You let people in the door. You take them around, see a few houses.
Make sure they take their shoes off so they don't ruin anything.
Show up at closing and, you know, get paid. Ooh.
Anybody, like, it's beautiful.
Anybody can do that job. So let's do that. But it's all the stuff that you don't see behind the scenes. That makes all the big difference between putting a smile on your face at the closing table or having you sit there and cry as you're calling your moving company to say, we didn't close today.
Right.
Something's wrong.
There's a gentleman I work with. I worked with him for years, over 25 years, and he often tells a story about he had his first two closings were coming up. They were coming up on a week from Friday. I got two closings. He was telling everybody in the office, two of them coming up. Two of them coming up. And one of the top guys said to him, well, how do you know they're going to close? Well, they're on the calendar. Well, have you talked to the lender? Have you talked to the title company? Do you know for sure they're going to close? And sure enough, neither one of them did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's more to do than just write her up.
There you go. You got to make sure that the sucker's going to go.
Wow. Speaking more to do, real quickly, Shelly, first, I need you to give your NMLS number
thank
to everybody
you. Yes,
out there.
Yes, mine is 367-826, and the branch is 147-4589.
And the other thing that I think is really great about what you're talking about is it also is a matter of, once you've been in the profession long enough, having a pool of resources and experts that can help you navigate all of these things. Because you're talking about your friend's story where it's like, okay, I thought I was done. And you're like, no, you're not done. You know, like, well, but here's how I might be able to get it done for you.
You know, we all got to start someplace, and we're a little bit tongue in cheek in here. And,
yeah.
You know, we've got nothing against new agents and everything, because you've got to start somewhere.
Right.
But, you know, in all honesty, it's really well known that you typically, many people go with the first agent that contacts them.
Fair
enough.
And
they stick with them. But, you know, it's kind of like, do you really want an agent to sell your house who's never even owned a house?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Because there's a whole learning curve that goes with just buying a house for the first time. And that's one part of the apple. But the other side is, if you've never sold your house before, or your agent's never sold a house for themselves, it's different when you've been on all sides of the coin. You know what I mean? It's for any profession, right?
Right.
Whether you've done it yourself personally or you just talk about it.
Right. Yes.
You know?
And I do think it makes a big difference as someone that's been a manager before and all this stuff. That's why we always had internship programs and things like that, because it does make a big difference for you, even as someone that's moving into a profession, to be part of a quality team and actually be able to learn your trade, be better down the road. We talk about the job market here in the Twin Cities all the time. There are going to continue to be jobs, you know, but if you want to be best at it, there's going to be more flux, it sounds like, when you're looking at all of the job forecasts and things like that. There's like so many places in the rest of the country, we're going to need more workers, and we want people to be good at what they do and to be able to have, you know, a high quality of satisfaction in what job they have. So being able to start off with a team where you get to learn has to be better as you're starting these things if you're moving into a new profession.
You know, it's interesting, because a lot of times real estate is not someone's first profession. They've had a career before that they've done this.
Yes.
And so you come into the process with a certain level of maturity, and you come bringing, you know, the fact that, you know, I've been successful in another career, another business, and you come kind of a little cocky sometimes, thinking, well, I got this. And, you know, you can be a great technician. You can be phenomenal at paperwork or numbers or that sort of thing. But in this world, you have to be a great lead generator.
Right.
You have to be able to feed yourself and bring in business and to be able to help other people bring in business. And that's a lot of things. These coaches for real estate, they talk a lot about, you know, lead generation all the time, but it's a balance.
Yes.
You've got to be balanced in so many different ways.
Right.
And it's a tough business depending on what your personality style is. So maybe you're great at going out and meeting people, but it doesn't necessarily mean that those people are going to want to work with you.
Right.
Because if you're seeing, you know, your realtor at Party Bar 102 every single week, you know, that's one thing. I mean, because you and I, Ms. Shannon, we've talked about that. You've got a lot of friends friends, right?
Yeah.
You know a lot of people.
Right.
And people want to work with people like you because you know a lot of people.
Right.
But I don't know that I necessarily want to be, you know, wondering if my person I'm working with has been taking shots while they're taking listing appointments.
Right.
That's exactly,
you know,
it.
Yes. I don't know.
I've heard many stories.
You know, and it is a matter of, you know, you know, we talk about this on all of our shows. We talk about it here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show and our, you know, even the, some of our mom show clients, that it is okay to, for you to find somebody that has a complementary style and personality to what you need to feel confident through your process. So finding a realtor that you go, okay, they communicate in a way that I, that makes sense for me. Finding a mortgage expert that you're like, okay, they're explaining the process to me. I feel comfortable through this. It's okay to kind of like shop around and find somebody that goes, I get her style. This is who I want to work with.
Exactly. You know, and to the point of a new agent, and I know we're coming up on our first break, mm-hmm. you know, it's intimidating. That first contract or even the first several, you know, you want to make sure you're doing it right. You didn't do this. You didn't spend your time to get your license so that you could, you know, feel like a failure.
Right.
You're really wanting to help people and you love houses, or clearly you wouldn't have gotten into this business. But it, I can't tell you the number of times you get a purchase agreement, and Shelley, you can back me up on this, and it is not well written, and you know within 2 seconds how long that person has been in the business. Because you're like, I even got a compliment the other day from another loan officer. They're like, I love you. This contract is perfect.
Yes.
And I'm like, and that was surprising to you? You know, I'm like, I appreciate the compliment, but don't be surprised.
Right, right.
You know,
this should be an expectation.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. You Wait till you see what I have up my sleeve next, right?
Well, maybe I'll color it right. next time. Oh.
Well, ladies, what else are we going to cover today in our Red Hot Real Estate Show?
Well, Shelley is going to enlighten us all on all kinds of intricacies about mortgage programs.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And if you have any questions, this will be a great day for you to call. You'll be able to contact us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon. Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results is here. She is every week. Also, Shelley Ferris from Results Mortgage. And Shelley, you're going to tell us something about the intricacies of all of the fantastic mortgages out there.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so boring.
You know what I want to talk about? Okay, I'm going to flip on you here. And then we're going to do it right off the cuff. Because this is a lot
I was
more
really
fun.
Excited, okay, and then she just shut me down. And she's like, no.
She did, didn't she? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about, you know, poorly written things.
Yes.
So let's talk about your world.
Okay.
And what a brand new mortgage person could do to mess up your deal.
Heaven help them, honestly.
No, I want you to tell some real examples. What have you done to fix? Because I trust me,
right.
I have taken deals that were going south from a newbie mortgage person.
Yes.
And taken it to a seasoned one like Miss Shelley Ferris here.
Absolutely.
And fixed it.
And we can
mold
them.
Why is that?
Exactly.
Is that like fairy dust you do over there?
Well, that might be a little fairy dust. mostly it's knowing the guidelines. It's knowing, it's experience, you know.
Right.
Because we had to start somewhere too. I've been doing this for more than 25 years. And so 25 years ago, the rules were different. There were like three different kinds of loans. I mean, there was more than that, but that's what it felt like. And
right.
So you didn't have to learn so much. But now I use all of that 25 years experience on practically every deal that I look at, because I know that this type of loan can have a stretch ratio, or oops, you're just 2 points lower in a credit score than you need to be, and then we can do this kind of loan. So let's work on those 2 points and let's get you this down this road or whatever. So
right.
It's those years of experience, just like you guys, just exactly like you guys.
So let's just say you have a protege, brand new, and a client comes into them and they're, you know, just getting started, and they're like, no, I can't approve you. And me, the agent, goes, well, I'd like for you to talk to my person. Let's go talk to Shelley Ferris with Results Mortgage. Shelley, what are you going to do different than that other person didn't do?
So the first thing I'm going to do is look at the basics. I'm going to look at their income. I'm going to look at their assets. And I'm going to look at their credit and assess where we are. And I never, ever tell somebody no, ever. I tell them that when they sit right down, because people are scared to death to sit down and talk to a loan officer. And I try to get them giggling because it's not, I'm just a person. just a regular
person.
I'm just a girl. Exactly. So we look at all of those things, and I tell them right then and there, you're never going to leave my office with a no. The worst thing you're going to leave with is homework.
Yes.
And that's what you're going to need to do to get us to the yes. And so that's what I do is I look through the credit and I, oh, look at you had a bankruptcy a year ago. So we're going to need a little time. We got a little time to season that bankruptcy.
And Shelley and Mimi, I think part of it is when people come to, they start thinking about this giant dollar amount. And all you can think of is, it's the same thing as when you start dating or you're like, you just, all you think about is all the things that are wrong with you instead of focusing on all the things you may have done right and that you could, you know, be better or be with somebody better. You're like, oh no, I need to take this person.
Right.
Because here's everything that's wrong.
Right.
So they don't even try, probably.
Right. Probably not. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Well, that would be a nightmare, right? If you took an online, you know, application with these places and you don't even have a person to talk to and they're like, yeah, no, you don't qualify.
Right.
How often do you suppose that happens?
A lot. I think it happens a lot. And so if that's you out there, please call me. I've had a lot of people actually talk about there's a big lender, they've got a big rocket, you know who I'm talking about, and they're people that man their phone lines are dollar an hour people. They aren't experienced. They know how to mold this borrower, and this borrower needs a cosigner. This borrower needs a bigger down payment. This borrower needs this program, not this program. They don't know how to do that.
Are those people that take those calls, are they call center people or are they licensed mortgage people?
So they're call center people because they're working for the big.
So they have a loan officer that somehow they report to, and they're just getting your information.
Right.
Call center. A call center person.
Right. They're just the front lines. They're just, somebody put a script in front of them, and they're reading down the script and filling out the blanks. And if they get to a not good spot on their script, then you get a no and send you on your way. And now you're too scared to call anyone else.
And especially one of the things you guys talk about every week is that we're in a very tight market, but that doesn't mean that you can't find your house.
Right.
It just means that you have to be able to know how to navigate the system.
Listen.
Being able to work with somebody that can go, okay, we're really planning for 9 months down the road, you know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we want you to make a quality decision where it's something that you can be happy about and get into the right house and not feel like, oh my gosh, there's immediate buyer's remorse or I didn't know the process. And so I feel like I didn't prepare myself appropriately. And so working with people like you can help with all of that.
You know, it depends on your personality. I think so much if you are the type that might have buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to do things probably more quickly today and out of people's comfort zones than ever before.
Okay.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And there is no going out and being successful looking at property if you haven't done the right steps. And the first step always, always is getting pre-approved.
Okay.
Because how do you know if the house that you want to see, you could even buy?
Right.
And, you know, so there's strategies that you need to put in place about whether, so in this type market with multiple offers, and I would say the cap of that is somewhere under 400,000.
Okay.
So we get a broad range of price ranges where people are competing fiercely for properties.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Waiving home inspections, waiving, you know, we'll close whenever you're ready, sellers. There's all kinds of strategies they're putting in place, but they have to do it right now.
Okay. Exactly. So, you know, one of the things that would set a buyer up for success is to not shop to the very end of what they qualify for.
Okay.
And to not start looking. If you qualify for 300,000, I'm going to propose that you start somewhere between 270 and 280.
So you have room to make a better offer.
And don't even put your toe in the 280 to 300 pool because you need that bonus padding to be able to compete for a multiple offer. And let's just say if you also are in the position where you need the seller to help you with closing costs, that's always getting added to the total offer price now.
Okay.
I rarely see when that doesn't happen.
Agreed. Oh, absolutely agree. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get sellers or buyers rather, they'll call you up and you've got them set up on just the perfect criteria. It matches everything they want. But, you know, all of our curiosity, we want to see, you know, just how about let's just look at the 200, 290. No. Yeah.
Well, that's the other reason why I think it makes sense to get advice from people that are currently in this profession. Because, for instance, like if I go and I ask my mom and her husband and like my mom and my stepdad about getting a house, they're remembering from what it was like when they bought their house 10, 15 years ago.
They're saying,
you can ask for this and you should do that and don't buy this house until the seller does that. Right. And I'm like,
and never
I don't
pay
think
full price.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think it works that way right now.
Right.
you got to say that.
Yeah. May as well have been horse and buggy time. I'm not even kidding you. Right. It's like the Wild West back then. And they're like, yeah, you can ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky
now
you get
like,
the
I
house.
I don't think I get to ask for air. I'm like, now I don't think I get to ask for anything, Mom, yeah. is what I told her. I'm like, I think I have to say yes and just be prepared to go, no, I wanted enough to, I just need to plan on doing that. They're like, well, they should replace all the doors on the house before you buy it. I'm like, I don't think I get to tell them that.
Right. Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, back in the low market, you could have, the seller could have probably given you a round trip. Right. To around the world.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Buy my
How
house.
About the car? Do you like the car in the garage? I'll leave it, you know.
Yeah. So like if you haven't been watching TV and you don't know that this has changed, we can help you.
Well, because we're going to get go on the break. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about our own personal, one of those fancy, like if you're a fan of like HGTV and you want to hear about a house that went through an amazing renovation, Mimi has one for you. And then we're also going to get some more information on how to get the mortgage that you need at the time that you need it from our friend from Shelley Ferris. And we'll be right back here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Mimi Shoneman is our host from the RE/MAX Results team. Shelley Ferris from Results Mortgage is with us today as well. And we're talking about some ways that you could navigate the mortgage process out there. We're going to get back to that. But Mimi, I'm very excited because we don't do this as often as we used to. So I'm very excited we're doing this today. Today, we are going to talk about Mimi's featured house of the week. All right, Mimi, lay it on us.
Okay, so I just want you ladies to just say what you said to me during the break when you saw that picture.
Okay, so we're looking at this amazing house in River Falls, and I'm like, this
Clifton
looks like...
Clifton Township, to be specific.
This looks like a house that I would see on HGTV.
I'm not
like
even
a TV house. So, that's what it looks like.
You know, this house is amazing, and I was fortunate enough to work with these folks when they bought it. They're good friends of mine, and we just listed this amazing property. It is in River Falls, but the area is Clifton Township, and it's close to Clifton Hollow Golf Course.
Okay.
This house has been converted from a 3-bedroom. Now it has 4 bedrooms,
wow.
4 baths, a 3-car garage built in 2001. But the beautiful thing about this is the transformation. Oh my gosh.
We got to see the before and after because you said you were working with the homeowners before they did the renovation, correct?
I was working with them. I was not working with them during the renovation, but I will say that they are artistic and creative and have beautiful taste and a beautiful eye. And they've taken this oak-filled home and they've made it contemporary with enameled trim painting, beautiful neutral grays, fresh plush carpet.
All of the stainless steel appliances that we talk about should be in a house. And so it really does look, because you did share some of the before pictures with Shelley and I.
Yes.
And you look at that house and you go, you know what? That's a neat looking house.
Okay, you would look at that house and you would say, I'm not buying that house, is what you would say.
It did look a little dated. And then you look at, you know, the way that you said, the word you used, contemporary, is exactly the proper description for it. It is so amazing and contemporary.
Let me just tell you some of the beautiful features about this property. And if you're listening and you think, wow, we would love to show it to you. So this property is priced so affordably at $445,000. It has 5 acres,
wow.
over 3,300 square feet. Okay, sit down for this.
Lovely.
It's got a full kitchen apartment in the lower level.
Wow.
In its own separate entrance.
Oh,
it's got 5 acres that backs up to Clifton Hollow's golf course. In the distance, you get to see all the little golf cart things going by. You can be out there on your fire pit. Amazing. So, you know, think about, okay, we talked about many options for different properties. Okay,
right.
Let's talk about that full apartment.
There's so many things you could do. Like I mean, I'm envisioning, okay, one, let's say that you have kids at that age that you would like to have. Maybe you would like to have a nanny that lives in the house. You could do that. You know, if you are going, okay, I eventually want to let my family age in place, and maybe you have, you know, some, you know, your parents that might want to move in eventually or something like that. There's a lot of options when you have something
absolutely.
Like that.
Think about even having a full-time renter. What about turning it into Airbnb?
Great idea.
Right. I mean, seriously, you could have your mortgage paid for even at this price point.
That's awesome.
Right? Shelley, tell everybody about financing options for a gorgeous home like this.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you can do anything conventional. You wouldn't be able to do rural development with zero down payment.
Because I did ask that.
You did.
Because we talk about
smarty.
Because we do talk about USDA, yes, those things, that kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's in the type of neighborhood. You know, I'm thinking, okay, you said a lot of times if we're looking in like Hudson or once we get a little farther out like that, it might qualify for that. And yes, Shelley, you said not this particular house.
No, because it exceeds the purchase price limits for, okay, that particular zero down payment, okay, financing. But yes, you could certainly do conventional.
So you could do conventional. Could you do FHA?
You could do FHA, but you'd have to have a sizable down payment. So, okay, yes, you can, yeah, buy it that way. Yes.
And, of course, if you've just got sitting around with a lot of cash, right, we would love to sell this house to you.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, is this phenomenal or what?
It is wonderful.
It is absolutely beautiful.
It is like, you know, you use the word contemporary, but it's also that kind of, I think it's good for people that want to go in there and they're going, I don't have... There's, you know, be honest, some of us are just not super imaginative from the get-go. So we want it to look like a clean blank slate so that then I can then update it.
Right.
So the fact that it does it look kind of like just a nice fresh palette, I think will be good for great people.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Great for some people out there.
So many awesome possibilities, right, with this property. I mean, and they've got hickory cabinets in, wow, the apartment.
Oh, wow.
And a wine beverage refrigerator.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm moving there. I think I might. You know, I just got to pick up golf. We can go out there and give that a whirl. You don't have to be, yeah, a golfer to, no, live here. But
if you're that close to a course, you just, you know, you could just show up and then maybe run everything like a best ball tournament.
Well,
that's what I do with my girlfriend.
Like the third tee is like at the very back of this lot.
Oh, wonderful.
And the other thing that I think is really cool about it is that many of the neighbors out in Clifton Hollows Farms, which is a very prestigious area, it's actually right on the border of Hudson, not very far.
Okay.
So you're not far from the highway. You're not far from getting to downtowns. Everything's good. So you're not out in, you know, the country like you think you might be. But what's really cool is that the sellers have actually been preparing the land for going back to Native Prairie. Many of the residents out there have spent the time. And if you don't know anything about Native Prairie, we've got a beautiful flyer that we can email you. If you would like, if you're curious, because I'm so excited about the before and afters, email me and I will send you the before listing and the current one, and you will be amazed at the transformation. And I can't post that because I don't own the photos from,
right,
before, but I can certainly share the previous listing. But the Native Prairie, I'm so excited about that because, I mean, it's so great for the environment, so great for the bees, it's so great for, look at that beautiful monarch butterfly.
And if glorious, you're thinking, we're this close to a golf course, we have to keep our lawn manicured like a golf course, no you don't.
No,
there's,
you don't,
lots of options.
And this is so good, and it's nearly almost finished, so,
wow,
so many upgrades since these people,
oh,
have bought. I mean, it's a really phenomenal property, I'm not even kidding you. So
that's,
we're
exciting,
excited about it. So call us if you want to see it, and we'd be happy to show,
absolutely,
it to you.
Absolutely.
Beautiful home. And also be on Mimi's website, also on our Red Hot Real Estate Show page. We'll make sure all of this information is up there. And Mimi, I think it's interesting because this is so much different than the other featured house that you have, because you really do just work with a variety of sellers.
We do. And, you know, the nice thing about working with different clientele is we do set people up for success. I think that when people click on the link there, they're going to be able to see some of the beautiful photography that we always do for all of our clients. We also have a 3D tour that is phenomenal. Mm. You can actually walk through the dollhouse and step through and see you can turn, you can go to the ceiling, to the ground, spin around. It's like you're walking around in space. So be sure and check out our link. We're so proud of it.
All right. So make sure you check that out. And you were talking about what kind of financing options that would be available for this, Shelley. But you go from, like, what's the smallest loan that you do these days?
$50,000. That's,
okay,
the smallest loan that we can do.
Okay. And so when I'm coming to see you, you're not, you know, I don't want anybody to think, oh, we only do this.
It's, right.
Okay, you can work with people around a lot of things, and it is about building their repertoire over,
yes,
time.
Right, right. I tell people we do the full menu of products. There's not a loan I don't do, and there's not a loan I haven't done in my history. So my experience is your help. So that's... That's why you want to tap into a professional to make sure that you're getting all your questions answered. Or maybe it's a loan product that's good for me, but not good for you. Well, if I don't do FHA, like some lenders don't do FHA, right, guess what? They're not going to bring it up. But that might be the better option for you. Maybe you had a bankruptcy a year and a half ago and they tell you, oh, I'm sorry, you can't buy for another 3 years or something to that effect because you don't meet conventional guidelines. Well, FHA, it's another 6 months after the bankruptcy, two years total, you'd be able to buy a house. So why would you sit on the sidelines because that lender can't do FHA?
Right.
That's silly.
And so what's the cap of the cap for FHA now?
So the cap loan, the maximum amount that you can lend on FHA is 356. There goes that dyslexia again. 356, 600 is the city limits. If you get out in the outer lying areas, it's 294,515. So as long as you come in with down payment, so can you buy a house for $400,000 using FHA? Well, yes, you can. You just have to come in with $44,000 in down payment, and then you can go FHA. So it's not that you can't. It's just that if you're putting that kind of down payment, you generally use conventional lending then.
Okay.
But if you're not able to use conventional lending, FHA is available if you have that down payment.
Okay, so you got a buyer. They've come in with my listing here, and they say, I want to buy this house.
Mm-hmm.
What would you, let's say Ms. Shannon's going to buy it.
Right.
Okay, and she's already brought in all of her documentation. She's
excellent.
Good to go. You're like, yeah, I want to buy this house over in Clifton Farms.
Excellent.
What's it going to look like, your consultation with Ms. Shannon?
So the first thing we're going to talk about is, because you've been through the underwriting process already then at that point. You've given me your pay stubs, your bank statements, your tax returns. We've sent it into underwriting. Underwriting says yes, so we know we have a solid approval.
Right.
So then Shannon comes in and says, okay, I'm going to sit down with my agent next, Shelley, but I want to talk about buying this house. So the first thing we're going to do is say, okay, what's our payment going to be? So we're going to talk about how much down payment you're going to have. We're going to talk about what the current interest rates are. I'm going to take out my handy dandy calculator and we're going to work it up. We're going to put in the taxes. We're going to put in the homeowner's insurance and the mortgage insurance to make sure that you have a full payment.
Okay, because that can be significant sometimes. So I can make my payment go from, say, $1,700 a month that I think is okay to $2,300 a month. And I'm like, oh, now it's a little tight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's just say that she wants to bring her mother, and her mother wants to rent that apartment from her.
Right, right.
And let's say that she can get $1,000 from her mother every month.
Right. So then we can take that into consideration. Okay, so how are we going to do that? Well, you'd have to be prepared to write your lease and do your first and last month's rental payments, obviously. But I can use that income then to help you qualify for the house.
Okay.
So for an example, let's say that you were only qualified, Miss Shannon, to 325, but you love, love, love this house and you have to have it. There's no other house for you. You've got to have it.
I'm done.
And now we've got a rental property underneath it and it's set up for that. It's got a separate entrance. It's got a kitchen. It's got everything that it needs to gain that rental income and to use it to help you qualify. Let's say the rent is $1,000 a month, I can use 75% of that rental income as part of your income to help stretch you into that house.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
And that we would ballpark that. I don't have to already have it prepared to be, I don't already have to have a renter.
Well, you have to have a renter by the time we close.
Okay.
So you have that lease agreement written. And we'd talk about how much you'd want it to rent for. So now let's use the same example. And I say, oh, even with $1,000 a month, you still don't qualify, Ms. Shannon. But and then you say, well, how about if it was $2,000 a month? My mom will pay $2,000 a month. Don't worry about that. It's just my mom. She'll pay $2,000 a month.
Yes. Well, since your mom's nice.
Exactly. Or maybe there's going to be, some shenanigans. I'll give her back $1,000 after something.
Right.
It has to make sense.
Okay.
That's the
thing.
So
you could rent it to anybody, right? You don't have to rent it to a family member.
Exactly right.
But
right.
I can't just make up a number.
Right, exactly.
There's like, it has a number that you would think would make sense for where I'm at.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what about if she wants to, rent to her girlfriends and she's got four bedrooms in the place now And it's just Miss Shannon. She just needs that nice master suite that's
right,
got the soaking
right.
tub
exactly.
and the beautiful tiled bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's loving the bathroom. And the suite is huge.
I'm like, this is all I want. The rest we'll put other people in.
She's like, good day for you.
Yes. She's like, I've got my best friend and she's in a band.
Right.
And, you know,
and she's never going to be home anyway.
She's never right. home. And I also have a flight attendant friend.
Right.
And
perfect
she's never
roommates.
Home.
You are
and
awesome.
So could she, in the rest of the house, use those bedrooms as rentals?
Okay, so there is one program that will allow us to use this border type income. So we have to make a case for it. Generally speak, I'll tell you this. Generally speaking, no. You
okay.
can't just willy-nilly rent out a bedroom. It's not set up for rent. It's not, we can't see that it's going to be something that's going to be ongoing
right.
and reoccurring and all of that. Like the other property that we're talking about before
yes.
that. So generally speaking, it doesn't work. However, let's say you're living in a regular house today and your best friend is renting from you and you can show precedence for that. And you're going to now move into this other house and you want to use a bedroom rent. There is a program to do that. It's a conventional 3% down program. So if you want to do that, we can. But the precedent is the most important part of that, to show
okay.
underwriting that this is something we've already done.
And how long does that have to happen?
So 6 months. We
okay.
see that that's in play. So, right. And that can help you qualify for more.
Well,
you just
what? Have to put the roommates mow the yard
okay.
in your lease.
Well, we're getting some good tricks and some tips that are out there. What are we going to cover when we come back, Mimi?
Well, I think we're going to keep talking with Miss Shelley here about different wonderful loan programs that maybe people don't know about.
All right. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results is here. Shelley Ferris from Results Mortgage is here as well. And we want to remind everyone who, when you call in, you do get a copy of our guides, Things to Consider When Buying a Home and Things to Consider When Selling a Home. So our producer, Sonny, is happy to get your information and make sure all this comes out to you. Because, you know, sometimes you just don't know where to start.
Yes.
You know, on the, you know, the journey, like, can I sell my home?
And
am I going to be ready?
And the other nice thing, if you're listening to the, if you're a podcast listener, which you can do.
Yes.
You can also just go to our links on our show page and we've got the links for the guides posted there for you. If you're driving and you don't want to stop and you've think you might forget. So they're posted there for you too.
So yes, Things to Consider When Buying a Home and Things to Consider When Selling a Home. They are both available for you. Great resources. And of course, we have a great resource right here in the studio, Shelley Ferris, you know, which is great that people can actually, you know, and I've talked to you about like, okay, what is it, you know, and I have a complicated situation. So when I'm all like, here's Shelley, here's a, I have one of those little like folders with like, you know, that like has the little like loop on it. That's I keep all my papers in when I have to go visit people. And I'm like, here's a stack of papers and check stubs and 6 months of my life. Can you make, you know, make this all make sense? And she just took it and handled it. So
we massage it.
Right.
We massage it into a loan.
So don't think you have to be, you know, if you're going, oh, I just feel so disorganized. That is what she does, is she helps your disorganization look amazing and all make sense.
Do you have British earrings in?
Yes.
That is so appropriate. I'm just looking at you right now. I'm like, what is that?
Not only are they British, they actually are Doctor Who earrings.
Oh,
so they
awesome.
Say Time Lords. That kind of thing is what they do. Thank you for noticing.
Yes.
Yes. So they
got to get a picture
yesterday.
Of those.
Yes.
I thought you were celebrating the wedding or something.
Nope. Right? I'm a whole different kind of geek, you
okay.
know, kind of thing. I'm like, I wait, but it's still appropriate right now. I'm like, it's the Doctor Who. He's almost a prince.
Oh.
He's all good.
Okay. Well, next
in
show
some circles.
Is going to
yes.
be what?
That's why I love all of the shows that I host over here, because it really is for all of us that have a little bit of ADHD. It's all like, look, squirrel. And it, that's just what we do.
Is that what I just did?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Diagnosis. All right. Were we talking about mortgages or what are we talking
yes.
about?
Exactly.
Yes,
we were talking about, it's perfect because we were talking about taking things that seem disorganized and making organizing our chaos. And that's one of the things that Shelley is
great,
you know, about. So,
yes.
you know, because you can be a person like me that's like, oh, yeah, I've collected it all, but it's really, you know, like it's really kind of loose space. And it's one of those things that, you know, you're sitting around going, no one's going to be able to clean this up. You know, that's not going to make sense. And Shelley didn't even blink. She's like, yeah, sure. Here, took it.
Bring it on.
I just left.
Shelly, people could actually really bring you a shoebox full of what they need. They don't have to be organized. Yeah. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
We just all in there.
Talk about it.
You'll just dig through and find it, right?
No, what's like this? A rat. Oh, that's a gum wrapper. Well, good. That's what it looked like.
Perfect. Well, Shelly and Mimu, we do have a caller on the line. So, Jan, thank you for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show.
Hi. I know the market is really hot now for starter homes. I bought my house for about $500,000, and we're thinking of moving into an apartment. Is this a good time to sell a house in that price range?
You know, it's a good time to sell a house anywhere in any price range right now. The problem that I think you might have is being able to find something before you actually sell your home. That's, you know, because the inventory, and I don't know, are you planning on making a lateral move? Are you planning on...
Well, no, we're getting a place in Florida for the winter, so we're thinking of just getting an apartment up here.
Got it. Well, you know, it depends on where you're going in the city. We hear a lot of people that are doing that downsizing, and they're splitting the money that they get from their proceeds to go to the place that they've always wanted to winter, and they're just getting a little place here to kind of spend some time, and then that way they can travel and have some freedom. We'd love to talk with you a little bit more about your exact circumstances. If you'd like to leave your information with our producer, Sonny, we can get back with you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, I didn't know if the heat in the market was also applying to the more expensive houses.
You know, 500 is the beginning of the luxury category. And I would say, Shelley, wouldn't you say there's plenty of demand for $500,000 homes?
Oh, my, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. And if it happens to be in Minnetonka, Plymouth, New Hope, we'd absolutely have buyers for you right now looking today.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the call.
Because our featured house that we talked about in the last break is about that, you know. So clearly there are other people that are putting those on the market because they know that now's a good time for them to make their transition as well.
You know what we're really seeing, and I don't know, Shelley, you tell me what you're seeing in the mortgage world, but I'm seeing so many people that have got the nice size homes that everybody is looking for, and they're saying, yeah, now's a great time to sell. I don't want to be here for the next five years, you know, for a variety of different reasons. You know, my children are grown. You know, my parents live across the country. I want to go. You know, I got a call from somebody who is in Plymouth, and they wanted to move to, they wanted to travel the world. So they had taken a hiatus from their work, or they're going to. And so they're going to travel the world for it and take their job off. And then they're like thinking about selling and downsizing and all of that. So it's a pretty exciting time for the people that are downsizing. I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of how that shakes out.
I agree. And there's so many, there's just the gamut of what everyone's doing. I'm working with two couples right now who live in the same neighborhood, who they're good friends. And one of them just kind of dabbles in real estate, not selling it, but likes to look at it all the time, you know. And he says, he calls up the other friend and says, do you know what that piece of blank sold for on the corner? $230,000. And you got to talking, oh my gosh, I'm finally out of underwater. You know, this is happening all over the cities where finally people are able to get into the houses they want. That $500,000-ish range is all the rage when you're
you
don't want to be.
We can do some house swapping too.
Right.
It works out just perfectly.
Exactly.
Where you've got a big house and somebody's got a smaller house, and you both have those needs now.
Right.
And so we know lots of buyers that are looking. We know lots of sellers that are thinking about selling.
Exactly.
And we can match make like that.
Absolutely.
So, because we're going to wrap up soon. So right now, what are the first things you want me to grab as I'm getting ready to call you, Shelly? What should I just know that I need?
So the normal standard stuff is your most recent 30 days of pay stubs, your most recent 2 months bank statements, and your most recent 2 years federal tax returns, including W-2s. If you've got incidentals such as divorces, foreclosures, bankruptcies in your past, those papers are good as well, but the basics are what we want to begin.
And then how do they get a hold of you, Shelly?
They can give me a call on my cell phone, 612-839-6918.
All right. And about you, Mimi, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
651-578-2218. It's our office number. And you can always go to our website, mnredhotrealestate.com.
And I know we cover real quick. Every time they go to their website and they go to our page here, there are so many links and resources that are out there and that people can just use to kind of just start and get on the road to getting the house that they want.
I would suggest that if you are just starting, or even if you've been doing it for a while, absolutely just register to get those guides. both the buying and selling for the spring 2018. They're really great resources to start out. It'll give you a lot of different things to think about. And we have lots of other resources that we don't publish. We've got photo checklists. We've got staging consultations, lots of things that we do to help people set them up for success. That staging piece is critical. I'm just going to say it is the difference from getting top dollar to just getting, you know, so we definitely help our clients to make sure that they understand what that looks like, because you don't know, you're in your space the whole time. And, you know, it's helpful to have another set of eyes to help you kind of navigate that.
And again, remind them your website, Mimi.
MNRedHotRealEstate.com.
And you'll be able to find us again here next week. In the meantime, make sure you check us out. It's mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot.